Okay, we are picking up the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. The words Tanur Rabbanan start in the Gemara. We already done the Mishnah. And as mentioned yesterday, we were introduced to the principle of Malacha Shenetz Rechalagufa, one of the most famous Tosas in the whole Masechta, the Dibur Matzler B'Shimon Poter, which really the Masechta Shatz over there points out, and Tzadik Dalad Amud Aleph is really Shayach to the Mishnah. So we'll just quickly, briefly, very much touch the surface of the idea of Malacha Shenetz Rechalagufa. Generally, as we mentioned, the concept of doing a Malacha on Shabbos is there's the whole purpose of the whole Isser of doing a Malacha on Shabbos is your person is doing constructive, he's doing a constructive purpose with that Malacha. And so Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda disagree how far is one supposed to take that. According to Reb Yehuda, a Malacha done for any constructive purpose, a Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, something that's not necessarily done for its defined purpose, even though since at the end of the day there's something constructive coming out of it, according to Reb Yehuda, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. However, Reb Shimon holds that Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, a Malacha that's done not for its defined purpose is not going to be chayav. Only if it's done for its defined purpose is it going to be problematic on Shabbos, meaning is it going to be a Doraisa? Rabbi Shimon would agree that Malacha Shein Tzrichufa, it's still an Isser Darabanan, but if it's only a Din Darabanan, there would obviously be a lot more room to be Makam. Now, Tosos, on that Tosos I was referring to, so they explain that Rabbi Shimon understands that any Malacha that was not done when they were building the Mishkan, then that would not be called a Malacha Shein Tzrichufa, and they quote many examples of that. They quote the example of killing an animal. So they said that they needed it they used the hides of the Oros Elim. So that therefore, if a person is just killing an animal, doesn't want the hides, then you're not going to be chayav because that's not like it was done in the Mishnah, like in the Mishkan. And also someone who's digging a hole, if you need the actual dirt that you're using, they actually use the dirt in the Mishkan. So that if a person doesn't need the dirt, then in that situation, he would be putter because he doesn't need it in that regard. So we see that they're very strict. They understand that it's mamish how it was done. It was mamish how it was done in the Mishkan. And even though a person's act is going to be constructive, since it wasn't for the defined purpose of this very malacha, meaning that this malacha's defined purpose of malacha shenagufa is how it was done in the Mishkan. That is the definition of what creates it as a malacha that has a defined purpose, that has tzarech lagufa. That is only what was done in the Mishkan, and that is Tosa's interpretation. Rashi seems to disagree throughout the Masechta. Rashi understands that the main point of the Mishkan is that all malachas were done in order to achieve a better purpose, a purpose of what you were trying to get at. So they were not just done to remove something bad. Meaning, in the examples that we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon over here says that you are going to be putter. Rabbi Shimon says, right? Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, he says that someone is carrying out a dead body, you're going to be putter because that's not considered a creative act. All you're doing is removing the dead body. You don't want it. You don't want the tomb of the corpse. You don't want it in your house. So you want to get rid of it. So that's only removing a bad thing, that's not creating a constructive purpose, something of a better, you're not coming to a better result necessarily through the actual purpose of getting something better, rather focusing on the negative. According to Rashi, that would be the din. Again, the idea being that focusing on for Rashi, the ikr is the not doing, it has to be constructive for the positive, that's creating malacha shein tzrichufa. The negative, just removing the negative, according to Rashi, is going to be malacha shein tzrichufa, and you would not be chayav. Just a nafkamina I heard from my area of Korn is a shlita that, let's say, there are many, but he's just saying, remember, he told me, one of the nafkaminas would be that if a person is cutting their nails on Shabbos, so if you're cutting your nails, you're doing the malacha, you're beautifying yourself. So according to Rashi, you've created a constructive purpose. However, according to Tosos, gozes was always used in the Mishkan for the Torah. So they used to use the shearings of what they were doing gozes for. So according to Tosos, you would not be necessarily chayav mida areisa, and it would only be din derabanan. So it's a very big nafkamina. There's many other nafkaminas, but just one that came into my head. So with that, I think we are ready to start the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanu rabanan, but we learned that braisa motzi ochlin kashir. Someone takes out the amount of food that is the volume of the shear we mentioned before, gogaris. Whenever someone is a fig, you take it out into the Shusrabim in Bekli, if he was carrying it out in a vessel, then chayav ala ochen, you're going to be chayav for the transfer of the food. Upatar ala kli, but you're going to be exempt for the container, the vessel that it was in, because as we mentioned before, that when something it's batal to the food itself, because all it is the purpose is there to just hold it. However, if you needed the container for some other purpose in the Rishus Harabim, then or whatever Rishus is going to, if you went from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Harachim, the same thing like that, chayav ala kli would be chayav even on the container as well, because in that situation it has its own chashivas, and therefore it's not considered batal. It's no longer considered a secondary to the fact of their food, because you planned a dafka using it, whatever it's just you're going to, it created its own chashivas for that point. So now the Gemara, the Braisa continues, and where's the Shema Minav? Ochel shnei zeisim chelev behalamechad chayav shtayim. Someone who eats two olive-sized amounts of chelev in one, in one lapse of awareness, chayav shtayim is going to be chayav two different chatoses. But even though generally we assume that someone who commits an act repeatedly based on the Mishnah increases, it tells us that someone who does the same action in one lapse, then he's going to be chayav only one chatos. Over here, we see from the fact that a person who made a mistake on both the mistake on the kli and on the ochel, he's going to be chayav two different. You did one iser of otzah. So you're going to chayav on the kli and also on the food as well. So that we see that one action of otzah is going to be chayav two separate chatoses. So this seems to indicate that a person should be chayav two separate chatos for this, which is seemingly against that mishnah. So they apply in a chanami. The Tana follows apparently simchos in other places hold that someone who has this situation is going to be chayav two different chatoses. Rosh Hashanah Rashi points it out. This is the chora following the different shita. This havamina of the gemara. The gemara ends up rejecting. The gemara says now Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes rejects this. He says no. Halcha mayaskidan. What are we dealing with over here? Kegon. Turn on to the next number now. Sheshagal aga ochen vehezid al kli. The person had made a mistake regarding food. He thought that it's mutter to carry food on Shabbos for whatever reason. Vehezid al kli. However, he knew that you're not allowed to carry the vessel that it's in, and therefore he was on purpose violating Shabbos with regards to the vessel holding it. However, he didn't realize he was taking food, and therefore he's going to be chayav achatas for taking out the food and chayav misa for taking out the vessel with it. The Rashi just points out Akasha is that we learned earlier, we saw this in Samuch Tes. We saw the Gemara told us that a person is only chayav achatas if it was someone who is going to go back and do tshuva, someone who violates dinim on Shabbos on purpose, and he's over Shabbos b'mezid and things like that, he would not be chayav achatas even if he had done an action by accident. So over here, the guy clearly, l'chora, would have repeated, meaning if you tell the guy that this is usher and the guy would do it anyway, then the guy wouldn't be chayav achatas if he'd done it by accident. Here, the guy's violating Shabbos b'mezid. So you're going to tell me that this guy, if you had told him that l'chora, he would have agreed, he would have done it anyway. So because if he was violating the din on the vessel, on the kli, so then obviously he would also violate the din with the food also if you told him it's mutter. So Rashi was very bothered by that. He therefore assumes that maybe you would in fact be chayav only for the latter. You wouldn't be chayav the chatas at all, and he therefore understands the Gemara differently, but that's very difficult. The Gemara seems to assume that you would be chayav the chatas. Now the Gemara continues maski for Ravashi. Ravashi says he has a kasha on his vahaf al kli ktani. The Braisa teaches the word to use lashon that it's also going to be chayav on the vessel as well. The lashon of af that it also implies that we're talking about the same. Rashi says that we're talking about chayav shnei chiyuvin mashma shnei chiyuvin shavin. We're talking about the same category, same type of chiyuv over here that you should be chayav two chatoses and not one misa and one chata. So the Gemara says therefore Ravashi rejects them. Ravashi kigon sheshaga bezeh bezeh. Now we're talking about where a person had made a mistake both regard the food and regard the vessel that it was in. He didn't know it's usher to take out both of them. But no dalo, however, the sin became known to the chazav, and it was first known to you, and then it was known to you the other one. Meaning, they first told you that it was usher to take out the food, and then it was usher to take out the vessel. It was two different times, and it was two different times that they told you this, that it was usher to do that. And therefore, we would get from the brace that we wouldn't tell you that. We would have no diuk that a person who has shtei zeisi chelev behelamachad that you would be chayav two different chiyuv chatos. We would have no raya from there, and so therefore had the sins been known at the same time, everyone would agree. This time would also agree that you'd be chayav only one, and everyone would agree to that point. And then the Gemara just points out of the pluk Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon and Lakish that this machlokas is already something we had seen earlier. But since this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, right, we saw over there earlier that they argue about a situation where a person had violated Shabbos and had done two different averos, and he was known, and they told him, oh, by the way, you did A wrong, and then you did B wrong later. Rabbi Yochanan held that you'd be chayav two different chatoses. However, Rish Lakish would only be chayav one. So then lines up over here that Rav Ashi would be accepting Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, right? He'd be holding like Rabbi Yochanan, and he would therefore had, for this reason, he would say that he would explain our braces that you'd have a second chiyuv chatos, because according to Rav Ashi, you'd fall like Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rish Lakish, he didn't explain like Rav Ashi because he had like Rish Lakish, therefore that you'd be chayav only one, and therefore you have to give a different explanation of the braces. That's why Rav Ashi and Rish Lakish were arguing about the early machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara continues as a chai b'mita. If someone carries out a live person on the bed, you're going to be pater ala mita, you're going to be exempt the entire act, even for taking the bed, because again, the bed we assumed was tafel, was secondary to the chai, and the chai is also not chai of midoraisa. So now the Gemara is going to discuss with this idea about chai being pater midoraisa. The Gemara wants to suggest that maybe that's only the Shita of Rabbi Nosson and not that of the Rabbanan. So that would mean that our Mishnah is a minority Shita. The Gemara says, Levi Masnis and Rabbi Nosson and Vilarabanan, Tisanya Motzi Behema Chayav Ofler Shus Harabim, Bein Chayav Ben Shchutin Chayav. That if someone takes out a domesticated animal, or a wild animal, or a bird, into the Rishus Rabim, whether these animals are alive, or they have been shechted, so they're dead, you are going to be chayev. So they're a bun and hold that even if you have a live animal, you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Nosson Omer, al shchutin chayev al chayim p'turin. Shechai knows this answer. Rabbi Nosson argues, and he says that only for the shechted animals, you're going to be chayev because it's dead. However, if it's a live animal, you're going to be putter because a chay, a living being carries itself. So our Mishnah is exempting someone who's carrying a living being is l'chora only Shita Rabbi Nosson and not that of the Chachamim, and that was what the Shita that's only the Shita of Rabbi Nosson. So maybe our Mishnah is only following Shita Rabbi Nosson. Tosfos just point out a kasha over there. Tosfos says that even if it's true that a living creature is easier to carry, but l'chora doesn't make a difference when it comes to malacha of carrying. We know that some things that are very light also you're going to have to carry. So why over here is there a p'tur for for Chayno says Atzma? What in the world is this p'tur coming from? So Tosas end up saying that therefore someone who's carrying living is exempt, not because the living being is carrying itself while others are carrying it, but because it moves independently and not typically carried. Since the Malacha, the Mishkan, there was no living beings that were carried, the prohibition is not going to be a Chiyav Midoraisa. That's what Tosfos want to say. Others want to say maybe it's discussing, maybe because it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, which we know is also part of interesting Pshatim, but that's what Tosfos come on to. Tosfos explain that at the end of the day over here, therefore we're assuming that a living being is not going to be because it was not similar to Doma to the Mishkan. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Filu Timur Abanan. So Rava wants to answer, no. Our Mishnah could also be lined up with the Shita Chachamim. It's not going to be a Das Yachid. Ad Kan L'Pligi Rabbanan Le'ed Rabbi Nassan Bebe Mechai Ve'ov Dimishabdi Nafshayu. The Chachamim only disagreed with regards to the domestic animal, the wild animal, and the bird, because these creatures are often, they try to free themselves when you rush this, and they like press down and we're trying to free them, they try to get away. So therefore, they're not going to be carrying itself. However, when it comes to a human being, everyone would agree that he's supporting himself, that he's going to be, well, that we mentioned that he's going to be they're supporting himself while being carried, and therefore everyone would agree, and the Chachamim would agree, that you're going to be putter. So they hold that when the Torah says that we say the Chayno says Atzmo, that is only referring to human beings, because human beings are trying to actually help you carry them. However, live animals, but the fact that they're not trying to help you carry them, then clearly it's showing that we don't assume that it's going to be more similar to an inanimate object, and therefore one would be chay in that circumstance. So now what we see over here that would be the difference between an Adam and a creature. So the Gemara says, so Amar Lei Rav Ada Bar Avla Rava, they had this done, but we learn in the Mishnah that Besira Matir Besus, Besira permits the sale of an animal to a horse to a non-Jew. So what in the world are we talking about over here? So the Gemara discusses that it's Aser Midrabanan to sell a cow or a donkey or things of that like to a non-Jew. Why is that? Because often, if you were afraid that if you're going to come to sell these things to them, you're going to also come to rent it to them while you owned it. If you're renting it to the non-Jew, he is going to come to do malacha with that cow or donkey on Shabbos, and that's the Isra Dereisa of Be'emtecha, right? The pasuk says that even your animals are not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos, so we're afraid of that gezera. Therefore, the main gezera that one is never allowed to sell any cows or donkeys or anything like that, Be'emagasa, to a non-Jew. Interesting nowadays why that gezera had fallen away. The Shulchan Aruch says nowadays we're not knowing it for that. So the Shach points out over there, quotes from the Torah, that maybe because that was the time of the Gemara, and even for much later generations, they had enough Jews to do business with. But once they lost all the Jews to do business with, in a case of Hefsid like that, Chachamim wouldn't have been gozer to sell it also. Another pshat that the Shach gives, that maybe nowadays no one really rents it out. If no one is really renting it out, then you don't have the issue. The only issue is if it's owned by the Jew. If it's owned by the Jew and the non-Jews do malach of you, if no one's renting out animals anymore, so it would not be an issue of selling animals. Either way, the gzira doesn't seem to apply, but Ben Besira, he held that when it came to the horse, it was mutter. V'tanya, Ben Besira matter besus, and the Braisa says that Ben Besira matter the case of a horse, b'neishu oseh bo malacha, because someone does a malacha with it, she'in chayvel al-chatas, which is not going to be chayvel d'oreisa, meaning riding an animal, no, it's an isra d'rabanan, but that is not an isra d'oreisa. It's only when there's a chash of doing an isra d'oreisa, because then, on Shabbos, we're afraid the non-Jew will do it for that purpose, that would be aser. But if sus, they don't do it, all they do is to ride with it, so therefore that would not be an isra d'oreisa, and you don't have to worry about it. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explained this Braisa, and he said, said Ben Maser and Reb Nosson Amru Davar Achad. Ben Maser and Reb Nosson are saying the same thing, meaning they follow the same shita. So he followed Reb Nosson. So he's following Reb Nosson that Chai Nosei as Atzma. So the fact that he says Aga, whenever we say Amru Davar Achad, usually I said all the time, but usually the rule is we ain't alacha kashita, that we're trying to pull out shitas that hold like this, because that is not, that's the minority shita. So here the concept of Chai Nosei as Atzma, Rabbi Yochanan is pointing out that this is also the shita of Reb Nosson, which is a minority shita. Seemingly, that's what the Gemara is assuming right now, and it's lechor not the shita of Rabbanan. So Gemara says, "V'i amar to lo pliger Rabbanan led Reb Nosson." But if you want to assume ela v'behema chayvof that the Chachamim are only disagreeing with Reb Nosson, and as you wanted to suggest, in only in a circumstance of a domestic animal, a wild animal, or a bird, mishub the mishabdu nafshay, because again these animals try to free themselves and they try to press themselves down and run away. So those, however, they would agree with Reb Nosson when it comes to all human beings and also the sus. My ear, Rabbi Meserav Reb Nosson, v'amar tafilah Rabbanan modu. Then why would Rabbi Yochanan have to say that he's following Reb Nosson lechora, that this case should also follow shita of Rabbanan, because we're not discussing a behema chayavov, we're discussing a sus over here. Lechora, they would agree, the Chacham would agree the sale of a horse should be mutter, and lechora, it should then be the sheet of Chachamim as well. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say the sheet of Rabbi Nosson? So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan besus miyuchad leofos. Rabbi Yochanan was talking specifically about the case of a horse that was set aside for carrying birds. In permitting that sale, that horse ben Masira was only following Rabbi Nosson and not the shita of the Chachamim, because ben Masira is allowing any horse to non-Jews, even a horse that just carry other animals. So the Chora, the ben Masira would only be following Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson is one who says Chai Nosei Sansa for any type of animals. So therefore, that would only be the shita of Rabbi Nosson. So the Gemara says, so umi'ika susim yuchal ofas, is such a thing that a horse is only usually used for carrying birds. So the Gemara says, in Ika Devei Vaidan. There is an example of this, that of bird hunters, that they would, the hunters of the time apparently would use these type of things that would only try to be used to capture other birds, and this was apparently only something for these type of susim, for these type of horses. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree in a situation of if you tie down, whether it's ben be'of, ben be'adam, whether it's a person or whether it's an animal, you would be chayav, because once it's tied up, then obviously you can no longer say that it's used to balance itself on the person carrying him, and the whole svara of Rabbi Nosson of Chai Nosei Satzma was no longer going to be applicable. The Gemara says, Amar Leir of Ada, but is that really true? Because the Persian horses, they ride their horses in a way that is like someone who's tied up. Why is that? Rashi points out, because the Persian used to apparently have these type of clothing which would restrict the way they were able to move around, and that would hold them up. Another Rashi is also that the fact that they're very spoiled and they would barely go on the ground, they'd always be riding on the horses, they're barely able to move, and therefore it's like ilu, they're tied up. So since it's like up, and we still said on this, Rabbi Yochanan said that Ben Besira and Rabbi Nosson Amru Davar Achad. So it would imply that Rabbi Nosson agreed that there would be no malacha involved in carrying this animal, even when it's like the Persian ways, when it's tied down. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, in the case of the Persians, it's not really that they're mamish, like tied up. Ramos ruchahu denaki luhu. That it's only because they're very arrogant people that's why they don't walk or anything like that. They're very lazy. They're therefore, that's not because they're actually tied down to the horse. Dahu parshika darasan. What's the proof of this? Dahu pardashka. There's a certain Persian officer who came from the king, was angry at him, and to prove his loyalty to the king, he ran around three parsos to show, I give an example that maybe he was showing to the king, or maybe it was just to run away from him. Either way, whatever it was, he was running away, so apparently that was not something that was so common by the Persians. Now we're continuing the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, as a mace, b'mita, chayav, v'chein kazayis min a mace. A certain person is going to be chayav, also if he's dead body in a bed, he's going to be chayav, and also, similarly, if a person carries from part of an kazayis, he's going to be chayav, Rabbi Shimon said he is pater. So now the Gemara wants to learn out what the das of Shimon, Amar Rochana, Amar Yochanan, Amar Yosef, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, poter, Rabbi Shimon. Now turning on to the next Amud. Af the motzi is ames lekovra, that a person, Rav Shimon would say that even if you're carrying out a dead body in order to bury it, you would be putter. So even though this is clearly is helping out the dead body, you're still going to go call that a malacha shinsurkavu. So what's the chiddush of here? Based on Rashi, we see that there's really two focuses on the accretive person. The benefit for the object or the person doing the malacha. So if you focus on the guy doing the malacha, so he doesn't really care. He's just getting rid of the dead body because he doesn't want it in his house. However, if we're focusing on the object, obviously the dead body, so you've inherently made the dead body situation a lot better. The dead body situation is much better now because at the end of the day, the dead body is now being buried. And it's better for the, it's benefit for the actual object. So we see from the Rav Shimon over here, the Chiddush over here, is that of object enough is we would still call malachas shenis regufa, because the guy himself, it doesn't matter for him, that's not inherently better for him. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Umod Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon would admit though, Bimar Lachbar, a situation where someone has a hoe, in order to dig with it, Vesefer Torah Likros Bo Dechayev, or if he has a Sefer Torah to read from the Sefer Torah, you'd be chayav over there, because if you're doing hotzah in order to do these actions, that is considered beneficial to the person doing it, and therefore in that situation, since it's beneficial for the person, as we mentioned before, then it'd be chayav. The Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious, it's beneficial for the guy. If you want to assume that this isn't the category of malacha shenis regufa l'gufa, if you're going to assume that this is not considered something for its defined purpose, then which situation, according to Reb Shimon, would it be defined as its purpose? Over here, it's beneficial for the guy. If we assume that it's not, that something that's not beneficial for the object, something that's not beneficial for the guy, it's still considered malacha shenis regufa l'gufa, labor prevented not for its defined purpose, and what would be considered beneficial for its defined purpose? So the Gemara now says that no, it's referring to the same, I would have thought the following, ad de'ika l'gufa u'l'gufa, that it needs to be beneficial for both the person performing the act and also for the sake of the object as well, that you need both of them together, not just for the guy alone. And what would that be? Example, an example, a person carries a hoe in order to make a plate and to dig with it at once, which is beneficial to the actual hoe, which was dented. And Rashi points out, and also to create a new blade, and also for the person himself in that situation, since you wanted to repair it, that only then you would be chayav according to Reb Shimon. And Sefer Torah, give a liquor, but also Sefer Torah, or you are correcting it, so it's better for the Sefer Torah, beneficial for the object, and beneficial for you. Only then would Reb Shimon say that that's considered malacha shetzricha legufa, in which case you'd be chayav. And all our sister Christians, Reb Shimon would hold you. Pater, kamashma, no, that's coming to teach you that Reb Shimon would agree that if it's just beneficial for the guy performing it himself, that would still be called a malacha shetzricha legufa, in which case you'd be chayav midoraisa, according to Shitas Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara continues, Ahu Shavcha David B'Dukarsa, there once happened, was a dead body in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim somewhere in Dukarsa, the name of a town. Shara Rav Nachman, Rietzlik, Lafukah, the Carmelites, Rav Nachman permitted to take it to a Carmelites. No, Carmelites is a place, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's only Derabanan Hotzah. Now she points out over here that there was the dead body itself was in danger, maybe rotting or going on fire or some other thing that was going to lead to disgrace for the body. Amar Rav Yochanan, Demar Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kiman Kerb Shimon, are you following Shitas Rabbi Shimon? He was bothered by this Psakar of Nachman. Emar the Pater of Rabbi Shimon Michil Chatas. When did Rabbi Shimon say that you're Pater? Rabbi Shimon would say that you're Pater. You're not going to be Chayim Midoraisa. However, Eitzur Rabbanim Yaikot. There's still going to be a Dinder Rabbanan. So you're going to tell me that this is still Malacha Shein Etzricha Lagufa. You're still going to be Chayim Midoraisa. How could you allow these people to violate a Dinder Rabbanan? We would like to follow Dinder Rabbanan as well. So the Gemara says Rabbi Nachman responded, Amar Lei Elohim. That's the lashon of Ashua. The Alias Beat is clear. Rabbi Shimon would agree that this is also Dinder Rabbanan. But for Rabbi Yehuda Shari, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that this case is a midoraisa. It's nothing to do with machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. In this case, I was talking about a karmelis. Why did Demi Kamar Minalash Rabbim? The karmelis come in. I didn't say to bring it into Rosh Rabbim, which is a deraisa hotza of carrying. I was talking about a karmelis, which we know is only a din derabanan. So now, and din derabanan gadol kavod abrios, that we know that the person's respect, the human respect, is extremely important. Shadochas los hashem b'torah. It's going to be docha. It's going to push aside a deraisa din of the Torah, which the Gemara Brachos quotes, where Rashi quotes it, is that only the lava los hashem of listening to the rabbis, which we assume is all dinim derabanan are based on lo sasur. So that is that for dinim derabanan, I was mekel where there was going to be a problem of the body being desecrated. So some wanted to be matzah based on that. A big shayla, a couple of Rechman Atzlan, is if they want to do an autopsy in America or something like that, can you use a cell phone to call them to make sure that they don't do that in Rechman Atzlan on Shabbos? Because we're assuming that that would only be a din derabanan, maybe we could apply that this would be similar to Shitas Rav Nachman. A very big shaila in the post game, whether that could be applicable if you assume that using a cell phone electricity in that regard would only be derabanan. So then you would have this shaila potentially of extending this din of Rav Nachman to that very shaila. Mark, there's not. It's not hasan. We learned in the Mishnah. Told us Simanei Tumah. Someone who takes out the size of Tumah from a taras. Also, he takes off the michya. There's two different types of taras. Okay, we know baharis is the taras, which is going to be those are the white hairs. So if you pull those off, they're going to be chayav. Then we learn from a seis. Seis is a patch of skin, which is like the flesh, which is known as a michya. That if you take that off, you are chayav over below sase. If you do that, you're going to be over the dinderas. The dinderas Rashi quotes from the pasuk, which says hishamer menega taras to watch it, which implies that a person has to make sure that if it's supposed to be tamei, that you don't mess around with that. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, we learn that achas mishtayim, that if someone plucked out one of the two hairs, you're going to be chayav. Why? Because you would have had a psak of chiyuv, that you were going to be a psak, that you were really a tzara'as, that you were a person who was a mitzora, and you removed that, so therefore you're going to be chayav. However, achas mishlovs, what if you already had three hairs? So if you pluck one away, you haven't really done anything, because guys, you're going to be tamei anyway. Then it's machlokas amurai. Rav Nachman or chayav. Rav Sheshes or pater. Rav Nachman says you're going to be chayav, and Rav Sheshes or pater. Rav Nachman or chayav. Rav Nachman says you're chayav because ahani maisa, person's actions was in fact helpful. Because if one more hair was removed, then azla tuma, then your tuma will be departed from you. You have removed the tuma. However, if sheishes pater hashem yaslo to isla tuma, at the end of the day, I've done nothing right now. You still have two hairs since I plucked from three to two, and I removed only one hair, and I'm still tummy right now. If one of the hairs changed to a black one, okay, that's later on. That's not my shayla right now. So therefore, I should say that you're still going to be chayav. Now, Gemara wants to say, Rav Sheshes wants to prove his concept from what we just said. I'm Rav Sheshes minon mila. Where am I going to bring a proof? This none. From our Mishnah, the Chen Kizayis Min Amis, our Mishnah says that you're going to be chayav for transferring the Kizayis from a dead body, the Kizayis Min Anavila, chayav, and also for the Kizayis of an animal's dead body as well, you would be chayav because of Hachatizayis Paito, so which implies that if you have just a half a size of an olive, you would be exempt. So this would be problematic. Why? Because of Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, Chatizayis Chayav, because of a half an olive size, you are going to be chayav in. So to answer the stira is how Rav Sheshes is going to get to his proof. Rav Sheshes says, my last, Hayadisanga Chayav, the Braisa, which says that you're going to be chayav, the Apik Chatizayis Mekazayis. That's referring to a situation where someone removed half of the olives from the total of a size of an olive, and in doing so, you have changed the definition of that, because in order to transmit Tuma, we know, you need to have a Kazayis, so you have ruined that, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Vadavan Pater, and the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which says going to be putter, in the situation where someone removed from already the size of an olive and a half, in which case you already have a kazayas, so therefore you haven't changed anything because it could still transmit tuma because it's still something that's tummy, so therefore it's going to be putter exactly like I wanted to suggest. The Gemara says Rav Nachman is going to respond, no, in both those situations I would assume that a person is going to be chayav, like I wanted to tie it similarly by Mitzorah, that even if you had three and you take it out to two, you would still be chayav, and now you want to ask the question about the Braisa, which says that you're pater from the case of from our Mishnah, which says you're pater. So what's that example? That's speaking of a case where someone removes half an olive amount from a large dead body. And the situation over there the person's act is clearly wasn't doing anything, and therefore the Mishnah was referring to that situation because the fact that you lose half a kazayas from a large dead body, which has a massive amount, that situation you haven't changed any halachic status. So therefore, Reb Nachman would agree that that situation would in fact be pater as well. Now up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, someone removes his fingernails with one another, meaning he uses the edge of his fingernails to as a blade to remove one from the other. But shinav, or he removes it with his teeth, he bites them. V'chein sa'aro, similarly, someone removes his hair, meaning he plucks out his hair with his hand. V'chein sefama, where he uses the hair of his mustache, or pulls out his hair of his mustache. V'chein sechano, or his beard hair. V'chein agudelas, also a woman who braids her hair. V'chein akuchelas, a woman who puts on this blue eyeshadow. V'chein aposeka, someone who combs her hair. Rabbi Elazar, Mechayev, Rabbi Elazar, so they're going to be Chayev, A, Chatas, V'chacham, Oras, Mishim, Shuz, Chacham, said there's an only Tidr. Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to analyze both these Shitas. So now, the Gemara continues. Now, Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas, Biyad. The Machlokas is only referring to removing the fingernails with the hand. That the Rabbanan are going to say that you're not going to be Chayev for the Melach of Gozes, for shearing, because that's not the way you do it. But if someone does it with an actual instrument, meaning scissors or the nail cutter, then everyone would agree that you're going to be chayav. You've done the malacha for sure of the raisa of gozes. This Tosas Loshitasan pointed out, that was the Tosas Nafkamina I mentioned at the very early beginning, that this would still be a malacha shenis regufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be pater, so they hold this only Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I may go back to the beginning to remember what we said about that. Now the Gemara says, Pshita Zubazutnan, that this is obvious, the Mishnah says explicitly that we're talking about with one another. So the Gemara says, you would have thought that maybe Rabbi Lazar was teaching him that the Rabbanan also would say, and a person is going to be exempt, even where he moves them with the cleave, with an instrument, because the malacha of gozes, maybe only as the Rashi points out, is only applied to cutting wool. So the Gemara says, "V'hadak tani zubazula deichal kol Rabbi Elazar." And the only reason the Mishnah was telling you the lashon of with one another is to show you how far the chumrah of Rabbi Eliezer is going. That he's teaching you that a person is going to be chayev even if he does so with even if he doesn't use a kli. So the Gemara says, "Kamashma." Therefore, Rabbi Elazar has to inform us that this is not the case. That Rabbanan would agree that someone who uses a kli would in fact the instrument would be chayev. Now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Elazar also said, "Machlokas la'asmur." The machlokas only refers to a person who's removing the fingernails for himself, meaning his own fingernails. There, Rabbi Elazar would say that person is going to be chayav, and the chachamim would say that this is the norm. The chachamim would say pater. However, aval chaveru divrei kol pater. But even in a situation where you're using it for your friend, is used his friend's fingernails to remove to use his friend to remove his fingernails. That would be pater. Why pshita tipor of that? But that should be pasha. The Mishnah says explicitly that it says his fingernails. Moreover, says madat tamer Rabbi Elazar the chaveru namim chayav. I would have said that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that he's going to be chayav even when your friend's doing it, and it's going v'hatar katan tipor of ladicha kol chodir banan. And the fact that the Mishnah used lashon of that his fingernails is to show you how makil the Rabbanan are to teach you that they're going to say that person is going to be putter even from removing your own fingernails. Kamash Milan, that's not the case. Rabbi Zerfor has to inform you that Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if he removes the fingernails, he would be from his friend, he would be putter. Now the Gemara continues v'chein sa'ara, and also with his hair. Gemara says Tana hanota malopi hazug chayav, that if a person removes the enough to fill the opening of a scissors, you're going to be chayav chatas. Gemara says, how much is this? Malopi hazug, how much is this shear? Gemara says amru v'dashtayim, it is two. Gemara says v'tanya l'karchashtayim, but in regards to the provision of l'karcha l'karchus rastas, referring to someone who Rachman al Tzana has a dead body, there's an issue to raise to pull out your hair for that is darkei mori, whatever it might be the issue why that it is. You're going to be chayav matos. You do it if you do pull out two hairs. So the Brisa assumes that this is a malach only for this and not for the iser of karcha, but not by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Ema v'chein l'karcha shtayim." No, also similar with regards to the prohibition of pulling out your hair for the karcha l'karcha chacham, that iser d'oraisa would also be two hairs as well as Shabbos. The minimum would be two hairs as well. The Gemara says, "Tanya amach." We could bring a raya from the Brisa that seems to indicate this as well. I know that b'lo piyazug Shabbos chayv. If someone pulls opening of a scissors, going to be chayv on Shabbos. The kamam b'lo piyazug. How many hairs are going to be the kutzer that match time? There's going to be two. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Achas. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be chayv chadis. Even for pulling out one hair, even that one is going to be chayv. So we're going to agree. Someone's pulling out white hairs from the dark hairs. Shafilu achas chayv. Even if you're doing one, you'll be chayv because a person does not want to look old, and doing that would be significant. A chash of them, therefore, you'd be chayv. The davar zeh af pachalaser. Even doing this is during the weakness. Mi'asam mishum shenever leilbash gevasim as isha, because this is what the way women do things, beautify themselves in this manner. And isra deraisa of leilbash by doing that. We're very makbar about that. Coloring someone's hair is a very big, very problematic thing to be doing as well. Based on this, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Balazar Omer tziporin shapirish ruba. If a fingernail that has become attached most of the way, but tzitzin shapirish ruba and the skin over there that peel off from the finger around the fingernail, also they become detached in most of that way. Tabiyad mutter. If it's someone's hand, it's going to be permitted. But kli chayav chatas. Every if you do it with an instrument, you're going to be chayav midor reisa. To which the Gemara asks, Mika midid be kli chayav chatas. Biyad mutter lechatchila. You're going to tell me that you're allowed to pull it lechatchila with your hands. We're going to tell you that there's no gzeres or abanan over there. If you're going to be chayav chatas, if you just use a kli, then for sure the abanan would have been gozer in that situation. So therefore, you can't tell me that would be putter. So that would be mutter rather mutter lechatchila. Gemara says, Alch Gemara. There has to be three levels. Purusha ruban. If the fingernail around the area became attached most of the way, biyad mutter be kli putter aval aser. Then with your hand, it's going to be permitted with an instrument, is going to be pater of aser, but you would still be aser, low pressure. But however, if they didn't become attached most of the way, beyond pater of aser, but kli chayav chatas. In that situation, with the hand is going to be exempt, it's going to be prohibited. However, with an instrument, it's going to be chayav chatas mid or reisa. To which the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar halachas follows shittas Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Behusha pirshu klabim mala. That is permitted that these areas, the finger that they disconnected, started to top of the fingernail matarzo, and in which case it also causes significant discomfort. However, if you don't have significant discomfort in that situation, the Rabbanan would not say that it's permitted to remove that hair because the pain is not great. In that situation, if there's no tzar, the Rosh Chachamim would in fact be machmir. Okay, we'll pick up the Chena Gadol, that's Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.